the Cold Stone Creamery, I'm Steve. Could I interest you in a delicious Cold Stone mocha shake? Or perhaps you'll allow Cold Stone to cater your next important function.
No, I'll just have a single scoop of your vanilla bean in a cup.
Vanilla ice cream it is. Now, what kind of mix-ins do you want with her? Blueberry compote? Assorted Lifesaver candies? Maybe some baby corns?
Oh, no. No additions, just a simple scoop of vanilla in a cup.
What? No Snickers? No gummy worms? No baby aspirins? Mix-ins are free, you know.
That's okay. I'm fine with just plain vanilla.
Well, goddamn it! What kind of jackass orders a cup of ice cream, then has a nice feller such as myself offer him up a free goddamn Snicker to eat with her, and turns the damn thing down? Why, that's like having a choice between going to a strip club in Vegas or Des Moines and choosing goddamn Des Moines!
Go Hawkeyes.
Now, looky here. I'm going to make you a Cold Stone Steve Austin original concoction. I call her the Bionic Redneck. Now, that's 18 scoops of vanilla ice cream that we make chocolate with 18 scoops of Nestle Quick. Cause we mix her up together in a spittoon using a giant-ass wooden stick. Then we throw in our mixins. That's chopped walnuts, candy, red syrup, biscuits, and gravy. Now, you're gonna eat this Bionic Redneck, and if you can honestly tell me you don't absolutely love her, I promise you I'll bash your skull in with this here straw dispenser. Goddamn a tip song, if you'll excuse me.
Thank you for the tip. Thank you for the tip. Thank you for the tip. Try a waffle cone next dip.
Hey, Steve. Did you hear Randy, the regional manager's coming in today?
Oh, God, I hate that guy.
Yeah, we know. It only takes seeing a fellow employee give his boss a figure four leg lock once to know that there's some tension in the relationship. Still, though, he is the boss, man, and you should probably put your apron on before he gets here.
Ah, screw that. I ain't scared of no suit.
Well, shouldn't you at least put a shirt on?
Austin 316 says I'll wear a shirt when I goddamn well want to.
I thought Austin 316 said I just whooped your ass.
Austin 316 says Austin 316 can be changed to suit the situation. Goddamn it, some girl done left a tip.
Thanks, Tippy Chick.
That's a tip.
Thanks, Tippy Chick.
Hey, here comes Randy now.
So he does. Yes, sir. Here comes the great macho manager. Hey, Randy, business good?
Oh, yeah. The macho manager is quite pleased. Quite pleased. Quick, what's in a caramel turtle temptation?
Two scoops of goddamn sweet ice cream, a spoonful of pecans, chocolate shavings, and caramel sauce.
Oh, yeah. Impressive. Steve, is it?
What, you remembered my goddamn name?
No. Read it on your name tag, yeah. I appreciate you pinning it on, even if you did forget your shirt today. Quick, best way to eat a Slim Jim.
Snapping into it. Now, you can plan on quizzing me all night long if and you want to, but all you're going to get in return is two right answers and one monstrous ass whooping. And if I'm not mistaken, two right answers have done been given.
You gonna talk to me like that in front of Miss Elizabeth?
Her name is Jennifer. Elizabeth has the day off. Now, goddamn it, macho manager or not, you are one goddamn second away from me putting the sore in sorbet. Now, if you'll excuse me, I got a tip song to sing.
If you tip, you'll be square.
Tip,
and everywhere.
Yeah!
Tip.
If you tip, we'll be square. Now get your ass out of here, jackass.
Corporate's gonna hear about this. Oh, yeah. This ain't over, punk.
You got that right, Randy, macho manager savage. But it'll be over when Cold Stone says so. And that's the bottom line, because Cold Stone says so.